For Californians, it's hard to turn on the television without seeing at least one commercial for or against a ballot proposition.
We will either shape the future or suffer it. Give me the tools to do the job you elected me to do so we can build a better California.
On November 8th, you have an opportunity to make medicine more affordable for millions of Californians.
Stop Prop 77, the politician's power grab.
The governor says Prop 75 protects public workers.
The teachers are going to say no to Prop 75.
So I'm voting no on Prop 73.
Vote yes on 77.
It's yes on 78.
There's been record spending on these ad campaigns, and they've been on the air for weeks. Well, soon Californians won't have to hear those ads anymore. Tomorrow they vote on 8 initiatives in a special election that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called for. Polls indicate it's very possible that all 8 initiatives could be voted down. Commentator Peter Asmus has one explanation for why California voters are feeling negative about the ballot initiatives, a tool first designed to give more power to the people.
Well-meaning California progressives have always been hell-bent on ridding politics of the unsavory influence of fat cat contributors. Almost 100 years ago, Republican Governor Hiram Johnson introduced the ballot initiative, referenda, and recalls into California. These were seen as tools to bypass a corrupt state legislature then in the grip of Southern Pacific Railroad Company. Governor Johnson, a founder of Teddy Roosevelt's Progressive Party, wanted to give citizens a direct voice in government. Reformers deemed direct democracy votes as God moving through men. Since then, a majority of states, counties, and cities followed California's lead. Virtually anywhere you live in the country, you too can now vote directly on everything from local taxes to gay marriage. Ballot initiatives certainly appear to be a good idea, putting more power directly into the hands of the people. Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger likes to think of himself as being in the same mold as the progressives. After all, he was first elected in a recall vote, one of the reforms introduced by the progressives long ago. He called for a special election this year that features 4 ballot initiatives he adopted as his own, yet another way the governor is benefiting from the legacy of the progressives. But the governor must be kidding himself if he really believes this special election represents the type of reforms Hiram Johnson believed in. Unions, drug companies, business interests, and millionaires, the same fat cats handing out campaign cash to state lawmakers, have poured over $300 million into these initiative campaigns. Even the ballot initiative has been corrupted by high-cost ad campaign techniques that insult rather than inform voters. Californians are waking up to the fact that campaigns for ballot initiatives are no better than campaigns for political offices. The long, slow decline of genuine direct democracy in California has never been more apparent. What would poor old Hiram Johnson think about all of this? With all due respect to the progressives who believe direct democracy was a spiritual exercise, we Californians may just want to place an initiative on the November 2006 ballot that bans all future initiatives. You can hardly blame us.
Peter Asmus is a freelance journalist who's been covering California politics for 20 years. He lives in Stinson Beach, California.